On a Wednesday afternoon, JT Gaskin should be at school. He's not sick or on break. He's been kicked out.
We just want them to be open to change.
A cancer survivor, Gaskins, wants to pay tribute to other survivors. Over the holidays, he decided to grow out his hair, hoping to donate it to Locks of Love. But when it got too long, Madison Academy administrators said he was breaking school policy.
A female student sitting next to my son can grow her hair out and cut it and donate it. But yet, the male student or my son can't do the same without being kicked out of school.
They kicked JT out for 3 days, then allowed him to return pending a decision from the school board. Monday evening, the board voted against making an exception to the rule.
After a five-minute decision, they simply came back and just said no.
So I don't think by any means that the answer was, oh no, we're absolutely not interested in making any accommodations for students that want to pursue Locks of Love. It's no, in this five-minute span, we're not going to up and change our policy.
William Kinnear says the school board is reconsidering their decision and hopes to reach a compromise with JT. Meantime, the senior stands by his decision.
And they're telling me that I can't grow my hair out to give back to a cause that I fought my whole life for.